Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Earlier this week, the Labor Department issued the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, also known as the JOLTS report. This is my favorite report to keep an eye on what's going on in the labor market at a macro level. And with everything going on in the world, you might have missed this report, so I wanted to point out a couple of interesting statistics from the data, which show a labor market just in complete chaos. In the last report, the JOLTS report showed that were 6.5 million new hires in the month of May. 6.5 million new hires in May. That is the largest monthly increase in hiring ever in series history, which goes back about 20 years or so. And that makes sense, right? Lots of businesses reopened in the course of May. Lots of people were hired or rehired. So 6.5 million hires is a really good thing. Separations, which is another main statistic that's tracked in the JOLTS report, people who are discharged or laid off or quit, separations totaled 4.1 million. Now that's a lot, but that's also a 1.7 million decrease in separations from the prior month in April, which was also a record for the series. And in aggregate, total job openings sit at 5.4 million. Now let's put that 5.4 million in a little bit of context. If you go back a little ways, go back to say January of 2019. That's when job openings hit their absolute peak, according to the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey report. In January 2019, there were 7.5 million open jobs in the US. And interestingly, only about 6.5 million officially unemployed persons in January 2019 who in theory were eligible to fill those 7.5 million open jobs. So again, and this has been the case for a long time in the recovery from the last recession, there were more open jobs in the United States than officially unemployed persons to fill them. That kept on all the way up until April of 2020, and that's when things started to shift as a result of the pandemic. If we move forward to April 2020, there were only 5 million open jobs in the US, and that so far has been the low point. So 5 million open jobs, and the corresponding unemployed persons to fill those open jobs shot all the way up to 23.1 million as a result of all the business shutdowns and furloughs and layoffs from the pandemic. So we went from having more open jobs than unemployed persons to fill them to about 4.5 or so times unemployed persons for every open job. Now in May, which is the last data that the JOLTS report shows, those numbers started to get a little bit better. We increased open jobs by about 500,000 to about 5.5 million, and unemployed persons came down about 2 million. But we're still looking at about 4 unemployed persons or 3.75 unemployed persons for every open job in the US as of May 2020. This has been the craziest time to analyze labor market data, probably in the history of labor market data. I find it super fascinating. I love geeking out on the BLS data, and I hope you guys do too. And we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll talk about the JOLTS report again when it comes out next month as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.